Good morning. My name is Lorraine of D32 Business Network, and I'm pretty excited to have a conversation today with Reuben Taylor. Reuben, you've been a successful business advisor and coach in Perth for many, many years. You were around when I first moved to Perth, and I think, we've seen people come and go and come and go over the years in the networking and business space, and you've been a staple since day
Yes.
one. So, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Very excited to be here.
So, Ruben, tell us a little bit about how did you get into the coaching advisory space? What started your journey?
It's really interesting. So I actually started my career as an engineer and grew the corporate ladder pretty quickly and looked at what was next. And so I went and did an MBA, and when I did that, it opened up a whole new world to me of business. And I found I had a passion and talent for business. I topped some of my units. Nearly went into setting up a sports bar with some of the guys I went to uni with. And that's when I came across an ad for business coaching, which was a group called Action International at the time. It was very much when the industry was starting. And it said, wanted people with passion, people with heart, help use your business knowledge to help people achieve success in business. And I knew that that was the opportunity for me. And yeah, certainly been a lot of highs, a lot of lows over the last 24 years since making that first decision, but one of the best decisions yet that I've made.
Yeah, and as I say, you've lasted the time, so there must be some passion and some drive
Yes.
behind there. So, Ruben, I really enjoyed our chat. We just had a chat before this, and we were looking at where are you playing now, what are you enjoying now, and you were really telling me that, or you were sharing with me around an alignment with working with families and couples and lifestyle. Can you talk to that a little bit, please?
Yes. Yes, a lot of people get into business because they've, I think it'll give them more freedom, more flexibility, more time, more money. And often they become a slave to their business. And some of the clients I've worked with that have been, I've got the best results and enjoyed working with have been ones where, it's a husband and wife in business, or they're working together and they really want to have an impact for their family, both financially, get that lifestyle back. And it's actually a lot easier in reach once you learn the fundamentals of how to make that work for a business. And so that's where really where I'm focused now is sort of unlocking that so that, the business serves them rather than the other way around.
And is that because, you're a family man yourself, you've got a couple of children yourself? Does that feed into your passion and where you're at the minute? Or is it just what the world's presenting to you?
Yes, yeah, little bit of both of those, certainly. Yeah, family is a big value for me. I've often built, my business around creating opportunities to travel as a family, for education opportunities, and just that I've got the time to be there. It's for the sports days, for the take to training, some of those things where for some business owners they miss out on that because the business is everything. It's all how do we actually make it an end game? How do we make the family side and run a great business at the same time?
Yeah, and I think we do often, we say it as an offhand sort of joke, but it's true. We go into business for more time and money, and we end up with less time and less money, right? And
Yes.
let's say freedom. So what we're really going to talk about today are the fundamentals of business, and why do we so often get it wrong? So we're going to just draw you back to there. So if we're looking for, some freedom, some lifestyle, what are the
Yes.
absolute fundamentals that we need to know, Ruben? What is the fundamentals of building a great business?
Yes, so that's really, really good question. I think a lot of it starts with where we're directing our time. Often when we're starting a business, we're wearing lots of hats, wearing lots of, juggling lots of balls, there's lots going on, but we can't do everything well. And so it's knowing what our strengths are in business and how do we then start to apply those into the areas that will grow and getting the support around us in the areas that are some of our weaknesses, areas that we don't necessarily enjoy doing. Because often, that'll keep a business owner, in the same place, if that makes sense. And this happens as a business grows as well. A business will keep going. And it's all about letting go of the reins, letting go of certain parts of the business in order for it to grow. And so what we're doing with our time is something that, I get all my clients to look at, every quarter, where is the highest and best use of my time going forward? Because that constant check and balance and review and making those different decisions ultimately will shape the future. In fact, I often say that you can determine a business's future by where they're investing their time today, what they're doing, what they're not doing, etc.
That's a really it landed well. Sometimes you hear that comment at a certain time and it just lands. So let's say that again for other people who it might be landing for, where you can tell where a business is going by what you're focusing your time on today.
Yes.
Can you dig into that a little bit deeper then, Ruben? So give us some examples. So if I'm focusing on this, it means this, or if I'm focused on that. Well, what is dig into that a little bit for us.
Well, usually a business always runs in cycles, and so it's knowing what cycle you are in your business. Sometimes you're in a growth mode, sometimes you're in a consolidation mode, and it's just knowing, well, where do I need to focus right now? Because you can't just grow, 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 because you'll end up burning out. Well, sometimes back to the early question about the fundamentals, sometimes the business model is broken. And so we need to actually consolidate to make sure that the growth is profitable. And so it's just really knowing where things are at. One other thing I'm big on is actually like diagnosing a business, just like you go to the doctor, and you go, hey, this is going on for me. So sometimes there's symptoms that are appearing in a business, and we've just got to make sure we're putting the time and the focus into that root cause of what's going on. And that can be quite different for different businesses.
And I think it's sometimes because often we're not trained in business, right? We
Yes.
every other industry or whatever, you go out there, you get some training, you spend 90% of your training, 10% of your time performing. In business, you're right
Yes.
out there. Boom, there you go. Make all the mistakes. There's no training.
Yes.
And we're learning as we go, and we're wearing all the hats. But what I often found was really comforting is when you do sit down and talk to someone, they can, if they point out, I can remember just looking at the basic J curve diagram and
Yes.
realizing that you were going to get to a certain point and then you were going to take a hit to consolidate, polish, improve before you were getting to the next level. And even just seeing that gave me comfort to know that, right.
Yes.
Hey, this is where we're at now. I don't have to fret about the next growth or the next profit because this is where we're at. And sometimes, business, we're just not aware of cycles or
Yes.
stages. So it can be really comforting
Yes, absolutely.
to know where you are. So you've spoken about there a lot was so the first thing is the fundamentals. Know where you're at in business, know where you're spending your time, and it's that
Yes.
thing as well, you got to let go to grow.
Yes.
Sometimes that's aspects of the business, sometimes it's the whole business. You got to let
Well,
it go to grow. So where is your time focused? What else is in there and amongst the fundamentals, Ruben?
I think is knowing your business model. So what is actually making you money? Like some of your products or services are draining cash. Some might be generating the bulk of your cash. Just like a client I'm working with at the moment, and they had two businesses, and one was actually supporting the other. As soon as we started to wind up, we had a plan to sort of wind up, phase out one business, then all of a sudden the other business has literally 10 times its bottom line, because we've actually got the right focus and the passion and the energy into that. So the whole thing, you can't serve two masters. And so it's just knowing that sometimes these things are going on. Another example, a client came to me, they wanted to grow their second biggest seller, and we looked at the margins in that product. They're actually losing money when you actually did the full calculation on, is this working? So they would actually go broke quicker if they focused on that product. And so sometimes there's these strategic decisions which, if you get right, you'll move forward quicker. Because you're not you, because people are just working harder and harder and harder and harder and harder, but sometimes it's the broken model is the reason why they're working harder. So it really comes down to, what's making you money, what isn't, what are your margins, what are your numbers telling you? Because then when you grow, growth becomes easier, growth becomes more rewarding if you get that fundamental right.
And again, I think that also comes from there's a real different energetic shift when you've got clarity around your numbers in the business. When
Yes.
you've got clarity and certainty, and you know that when the times are hard, It's okay to push through that because the numbers are telling you this is the way to go. This is what's working, you know.
Yes.
And it's just a bit of a game changer. Instead of being, I think we've all been in states in business where you're just completely frazzled. You know, you're doing all things all time, and you just don't take the time out to assess or look at what the business is telling you.
Yes.
Which is absolutely a fundamental, Ruben.
Absolutely.
So is there anything else you want to talk about around the fundamentals? So is it working? Are you spending your time in the right areas? What are the numbers telling you? Is there anything else you want to say about the fundamentals, Ruben?
Well, the other third fundamental is just having that compelling vision and plan for the business, and one that serves you. Back to what I said earlier about my passion for helping families and things like that. Sometimes, we get caught up in what our business should be because everyone else is doing it, or that we thought that. But what do you actually want? And in some cases, I've actually helped the business wind their business back a little bit to give them more money and more time because that's what they actually wanted, versus go out there and conquer the world. And so by tapping into that core vision of what you actually want, what do you value as an individual, what's important to you as a family unit, and let's go and build that because that's often closer and in reach. And for some people that is a global business, a big business. Others, that's just a simple small business that enables that flexibility. But once you've connected with that and you can see it like that, by having that vision and plan, then you can go for it.
I think you need the, it needs to be compelling. I think you've mentioned that it needs to be compelling for you.
Yes.
Is it exciting to you? Because we go through those times in business where you need to pull some energy from somewhere, and it has to be the compelling vision.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of people come to me and they're tired, or they're reaching a significant milestone in their business and they're going, hang on, this business isn't looking like what I thought it would. And it usually is the vision's been lost somewhere or shelved or whatever it is. So let's bring it to the surface, let's get clear, and then let's go for it. Because that's why we're here.
I can remember as well looking at some tools as I was starting the business coaching journey. I can remember one lady presented this model with me, and she was like, your basic needs analysis at the start, where are you, here, here, here. And one of the items on there was energy. And I must
Yes.
have only been in my, I don't know, I was mid-30s or something. And I didn't understand this question at the time, you know. Now I very much understand the question.
Yes.
You know, because it's okay in that year one or year two when you're getting excited, but when it comes to the next level and the next level and then your 10th year, it has to be still exciting, energizing, energizing, and that comes from that vision, and purpose
Absolutely.
behind it.
Yes.
So it's interesting, Ruben, when I'm having this conversation with you, the fundamentals are at the planning, the vision, the human being. The time, what do you want out of it? It's not the expertise in the marketing or the finance or the this, it's not that. It's the bigger picture stuff
Yes.
miss out on. Is the model working? Is the business
Yes.
model working? Or are you feeding it somehow?
Yes. Because if you get those fundamentals right, then you can stay true to that. You know what to say yes to, you know what to say no to.
That's
You
right.
won't get caught up in the bright, shiny objects and things that are out there, because you can say, okay, is this going to take me to where I want? And as I grow my business, I know it'll be profitable growth. And that's just really important because, we can burn a lot of time, energy, money, chasing the wrong thing. So
So
really important to get those right.
is that a common mistake that you see, Ruben? What is like chasing shiny objects? I know I've been guilty of that in the past.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. It is, there's a lot out there. You look at social media, we're all bombarded with lots of different messages about what's possible, this and that. And it's like, well, hang on, let's get back to the fundamentals and having that filter. What do I say yes and no to? And it's such an important lesson that I've learned from one of my mentors. Is it's easy to say yes to something. It's much harder to say no. But success actually comes to what we say no to. No to the hire that we had a gut feel that we shouldn't hire them, but we hired them anyway because I just wanted someone. Or saying no to the business opportunity or partnership or whatever it might be, and having that discernment. And that really comes to knowing yourself and your business and what you want, to be able to make those decisions, easier. And of course, getting that wise counsel is often part of that as well. I often provide that sounding board for my clients, and I know people within the District 32 network have been great to guide and offer those that input as people in navigating business.
I think that is really, really important. That sounding board. I mean, we in the past we created, this is a big mistake that we made, and I wish I had gone and sought advice or counsel on this before we did. You know, we created our own radio station. And I think that was, I don't know, what was it, 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago? Because we were doing podcasts and we were doing videos, and we had somebody in the network who could manage the radio station and do the news fillers, who did all the technical stuff. And we thought, oh, that'd be a great idea. It would be great if we had the community together. And it was just, it's a big, great, shiny idea. And it cost us a lot of time and a lot of money on
Yes.
something that was, in actuality, a bright, shiny object. And it was a
Yes.
completely different business on its own.
Yes.
Completely separate business, completely separate customer base, value proposition, prices, and everything. And I realized, you know, we were maybe 18 months in, like, we have to pull this. We have to pull that this. And it was just such a
Yep.
costly, 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 costly thing. So I'm glad listening to you, Ruben, saying that people do that all the time.
Yes. Yep. And I've done it as well. It's every bad idea start as a good idea. So it's just like it's just no. It's just having that discernment up front is that's folks a lot more of that. Asking those questions that.
What are some of the other like mistakes that, what are the common mistakes that people make in business, Ruben, that you see?
I think so it's more of a mindset where people think, no one can do it as good as me. And that's true, but that becomes limiting. And it's like, well, your job isn't to have everyone as good as you, it's to find the people who are experts in their field and surround yourself with them. So hire the people who are better than you will actually, grow your business, particularly the areas that you're not strong at. And so it comes back to that one of, letting go. But yeah, a lot of it starts with that trust, letting go, able to grow the business. That's probably another one that I see a lot.
I've heard that before, and I have heard people saying, you know, that exact thing, you know, there'll not won't be anybody better than you. And yes, that is true for the entire business because you've got the
Yes.
vision, but there's always somebody better than you at customer service, or somebody better than you at marketing, or it's individual
Yes.
functions, you're hiring people better than you.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. It's what's that old saying as well, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. You know,
Yes.
if
Yes.
you surround yourself with people smarter than you.
Yes. And the other mistake I see is, and sorry, once you've got those foundations and fundamentals in right, and you come to growth, it's about, okay, well, who is my ideal client and targeting them often, particularly when people start business, that they're trying to be everything to everyone, and that actually becomes harder to move forward. So how do we narrow the focus, narrow that niche, and just really focus in on that, because it makes marketing easier, it makes networking easier, it makes those conversations easier, while you're building your business, you can get known, in that area, or known for something. And then you can always expand out from that, but by doing that earlier and clearer, that's it's almost counterintuitive, but it's a mistake I often see being met, which makes it harder than it needs to be in those earlier stages.
It absolutely does. And it's really hard to say no to some people. It really is in the beginning, especially when you're struggling for revenue or cash flow. It is a case of, you know, you'll do anything legal for money in
Yes.
the beginning. I love that when you said there, you homed in on that. It's counterintuitive. You know, I've often shared that myself, that if you're niched and specialist, people will come and find you. And it doesn't stop people, other people, from coming to you anyway. In fact, on the contrary, because you've seen as an
Yes.
expert in one specific thing, you actually attract that confidence, and that clarity attracts people as well.
Yes. 100%.
So you're helping people with that as well, get real clarity on who the ideal person is, streamline the marketing, streamline the sales process.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. It's I liken myself to a GP. So you come to me, we work out where you want to get to, and then we look at, there's this sort of nine areas I look at in a business, and we go, okay, which areas are you strong in? Which areas do we need to work on? Get the right team around that person, which will support those, whether they're hiring people or getting those experts, and then let's go, build that business. And I think that's, it's really important. And in terms of who I'm helping or focus on as a scheduler, it's those couples in business. I think there's a unique blend, there's a unique alignment that needs to happen to really make that work, because business becomes all consuming when you're in life and business together. And so it's helping, create those boundaries and focus on the future rather than perhaps, the struggles and challenges of the now, which then can impact both the business and the relationship. So, and that's sort of, my niche and focus going forward.
Well, beautiful. I think thank you for sharing your time today, Ruben. I would encourage people, I'm going to put all your contact details at the bottom of this YouTube video, and I'd really encourage people to go and take a look at your website, because the
Yes.
testimonials and the social proof that you've had over this, you've been doing this for a long time, you've helped a phenomenal amount of businesses get to where they
Yes.
want to be, get streamlined and be successful. So
Yes.
I encourage people to look at the website and look at some of the transformations and support that you provided for business owners. But how do people get in contact with you, Ruben? What's that first step?
Yeah, so generally, look to reach out. So yeah, my details on the website, or connect on socials. That's a great place to start. And yeah, then let's take it from there. I typically will just yeah when I first I really like to understand a business when I first meet them, understand where someone wants to get to. Diagnosing, like I said, like the GP. Okay, what are you doing? What aren't you doing? Let's actually work out, where some of those gaps are, and then let's go for that goal. Let's go create this business that you've always wanted.
So one last thing then, Ruben, what do you say to the business owner who says, I don't want MD to die with my business because it's not, I don't want MD to see it. But what if it's, if it's not a great result, or but you've not been looking at things because there's things broken in there, what do you say to those business owners?
Well, I think if you listen to anyone who I've worked with, they often say, look, I wish I did this 10 years earlier. And I think it's about, okay, success is going to come from doing things different. It's going to come from doing things outside your comfort zone. And so if you want things to change, well, something needs to change. And so, putting your hand up and, getting that outside opinion, having someone to look at what's happening. There's no harm in taking that first step, because you're better off knowing now rather than time passing by. Time is very precious for all of us.
Ruben, thank you very much. Love what you're doing. Love, I can the word comes through the grapevine how you're supporting people in the network. Thank you very much. I think it's been excellent, and thank you for being a community expert. You're sharing your years of experience through the D32 network. You're helping small business owners that way, and yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. It's been great. And we'll catch up again soon.
We will do. I'll speak soon, Ruben.
Okay,
Bye.
bye for now.